Praise be Jesus and Mary. So in the first reading, we continue to march through the book of Job. And just the other day, not yesterday, because we had the Feast of the Holy Angels, the Archangels, and which had its own proper readings. But the day before that, we read how Job cursed his day and was lamenting because he didn't understand why all this evil was coming upon him. And he questioned and doubted and all of the rest. And here we see God instructing him, right? He says, have you entered into the sources of the sea or walked about in the depths of the abyss? Have the gates of death been shown to you, or have you seen the gates of darkness? Have you comprehended the breadth of the earth? Tell me if you know all. See, what is the Lord's point here? The Lord's point is that Job sees about this far in front of his face, whereas God sees everything. God sees everything that is going on the earth right now, and he's seen everything that went on in the past, and he sees everything that will go on in the future. And he sees all of these things, not only external things, but he also sees interior things of the present, past, and future. That is, what is going on in the hearts and minds of men. He sees and knows all of this. And he is in control of everything. And so he has the big picture, and it's a bit ridiculous to think that we have some type of right or this is an injustice if we don't understand God's plans, right? This regards the problem of evil, which is a stumbling block for a lot of people. I mean, think about this. If the children of parents, young children, required from their parents a complete explanation for every decision they made, you know, where they're going, what they're doing that day, why they have to do this or that chore, or why they're, for anything, if parents had to explain to their little children to the point that they understood and then agreed and accepted, that is ridiculous, right? We all see how that's so crazy. Well, it's very similar when it comes to the children of God. Okay, it's just ridiculous to imagine that we're going to understand all of the ways of divine providence. And so God has revealed to us what we need to know. And namely, that is, all things work for the good for those who love God. And so he's given us this singular task, to love him with all of our strength. And then he says, you do that, all will be well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.